As the new year approaches, most of us are thinking about what we want to achieve in our lives and our businesses. But how often do we stop to consider whether our mindset is helping or hindering those goals? This season provides us with the opportunity for a fresh start. It's important to recognize that no real transformation is going to happen without us first mastering our mindset. Are you ready to set the foundation for a successful year? Welcome to Transformation with Anne Mariah, where we're all about building fulfilling lives and businesses. I'm your host, Anne, and today we're exploring what it looks like to start your new year right, mastering your mindset. We often talk about setting external goals, but how much thought do we actually give to our inner world? Our mindset shapes how we see opportunities, it shapes how we respond to challenges, and ultimately how far we can actually go. It's one thing, the mindset now, it's what the one thing that we can actually control. And yet so many of us are unaware of the power that it holds over our success. Over the years, I've had several conversations with business leaders who were experiencing some level of frustration with their team leaders. The team leaders had all the abilities that were needed for them to step into bigger roles, but something kept holding them back. And whenever I would speak with team leads themselves, the underlying issue became clear. They didn't believe that they had what it took to be a great leader. If we don't look at what it is that hinders us, we could just go on saying no to the very thing we desire. With the leaders, it wasn't about the technical skills or experience. It was actually about the mindset that was getting in the way. They were caught in a cycle of self-doubt, underestimating their potential. And that's something I see not just in leadership, but I also see it in entrepreneurship, personal growth in every area of our life. If we don't address the mindset holding us back, there's a tendency that we will stay stuck. And that's why mastering your mindset is key to your progression. So let's look at three things that are stopping our entrepreneurial success. The first one has to do with a scarcity mindset. Note, it's actually a mindset. It's one of the most common obstacles. There is this belief that for some reason, there's never enough. Whether we're thinking about money, whether we're thinking about opportunities or even time. You may find yourself constantly worried that if you don't take every opportunity, you'll miss out. That is a scarcity mentality. Or it could be that you don't want to invest in yourself. You're afraid to do so, or in your business, because you think that the resources will run dry. This mindset not only creates stress, but it actually limits your ability to see abundance and to see opportunity. And to overcome this mindset, we need to start recognizing that abundance already exists around us. Instead of thinking, what if there's not enough? Start asking, how can I create more? Then that way you begin to look for opportunities. You begin to look for the abundance that's available. And as your mindset begins to shift towards abundance, you'll begin to see that there's more than enough to go around, and you can focus on quality over quantity. The next obstacle is the rat race mentality. Many entrepreneurs fall into the rat race mentality, constantly running from one task to the next, juggling many things at once, feeling like you're always behind. This mentality comes from a belief that you need to hustle nonstop to get ahead. While hard work is important, being trapped in the rat race leads to burnout, leads to poor decision making, to a lack of long-term vision. Instead, you're constantly chasing the next thing. Why don't you just stop and take a step back? Prioritize your goals and focus on what really matters. Success doesn't come from doing more. It comes from doing the right things consistently. Build in rest, build in reflection, and build in strategy into your daily routine. And this way, you'll find that you're able to break out the cycle of the rat race. The third one is limiting beliefs. This is a little bit more subtle, but it's equally powerful. It's a mindset block to have limiting beliefs. So what am I talking about? You'll find that we tend to have deep-held beliefs about ourselves, and they shape our decisions and our actions. Things like, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not deserving of this success. These beliefs run on autopilot in the background, and they truly do influence how we see ourselves and what we think is actually possible for us. To break free from this, you first have to become aware of the limiting belief and then start paying attention to the stories you're telling yourself when you face challenges or when you face new opportunities. Ask yourself, is this belief actually true? Interrogate that. And if it's not, work out what belief would serve you better. By replacing the limiting beliefs with empowering ones, you create the mental space for growth and for achievement. And so as we approach the new year, take time to reflect on your mindset, on the mindset that you're bringing with you into the new year. The inner work of mastering your mindset is crucial, and it starts today. So take a few minutes to identify one mindset that's holding you back. Is it the scarcity thinking? Is it the rat race mentality? Or are there some limiting beliefs? And if so, what are they? And start shifting these one at a time. Thank you for joining me today. And don't forget to subscribe. Share this episode with someone you think might need a mindset reset as they head into the new year, or someone you feel could partner with you and hold you accountable for the mindset reset that you actually want to take as you move into the new year. And let's make the new year a year of transformation, starting from within.